The Senate late last night unanimously passed a $447 billion bill authorizing next year's defense spending. The war in Iraq prompted dozens of amendments to that bill and 16 days of heated debate. The bill will be now reconciled with a similar House bill passed a month ago. NPR's David Wellner reports.
In yesterday's final stretch of the Senate's seemingly endless debate over the defense authorization bill, Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy proposed an amendment. It would require the Bush administration to inform Congress promptly on troop strength requirements in Iraq for the next year.
We are asking for estimates of the number of American troops that are going to be there. I think the American families are entitled to it. I think the families that have got servicemen and women over there, whether they are in the regular army or reserves or guard, are entitled to know how long they're going to have. They ought to be able to get an estimate of it.
Mr. President, the Kennedy Amendment is little more than an effort to undermine the president.
Republican Whip Mitch McConnell, who led the effort to defeat the amendment, argued that Kennedy was asking too much of the administration.
The Kennedy troop estimate requirement is entirely too burdensome. We cannot predict troop levels 5 years in advance. No one is that good.
Kennedy's amendment was defeated 50-48. Two Republicans, Chuck Hagel and John McCain, crossed party lines to support it. Only two Democrats, Joe Lieberman and Zell Miller, voted against it. Democrats also proposed an amendment obliging the administration to provide all documents sought by Congress relating to foreign detainees. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin.
This is not about some political exercise. This is about truth and transparency and the disclosure which is needed to restore the confidence not only of the American people, but the people around the world in the core values of America.
Republican Orrin Hatch dismissed the amendment, calling it a deep-sea fishing expedition. Hatch also belittled Democrats' demands for transparency.
Well, then that means we ought to do away with the Intelligence Committee, because there's a lot of things that are not transparent to the American people, especially when it involves lives, especially when it involves our young people overseas, especially when it involves all kinds of matters that are better left non-transparent.
The Republican leadership tried to kill the amendment, but it lost in a 50-45 vote. It was a sign that outrage over the prisoner abuse scandal and declining support for the Iraq War may be undermining GOP efforts to protect the Bush administration from congressional probing. National security issues also divided the House yesterday. Democrats there rebelled against an intelligence budget bill, saying it provided only a third of the funding intelligence agencies needed for counterterrorism operations. New York Democrat Louise Slaughter.
After 9/11, Republicans and Democrats stood side by side on the steps of the Capitol, united in our efforts to root out terrorists and to keep America safe. It's hard for me to understand why Republicans would now actively work to keep the House from adequately funding the counterterrorism efforts.
The intelligence bill easily passed when put to a vote, but 58 Democrats, including Slaughter, opposed it, along with three Republicans. It was a rare departure from the nearly unanimous support such national security bills have traditionally had in the House. California Republican Duke Cunningham worried aloud about an increasingly divided House.
You think Republicans are the meanest people in the whole world, no matter what we do. But never before on this bill has it been so partisan. And I think it's sad, and a sad day on this House floor, in election year politics.
But those differences may also indicate the extent to which Congress, like the nation as a whole, is divided over what's truly in the interest of national security. David Wellner, NPR News.